Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisiti with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges people to pledge to make cleanliness an integral part of their lives. Nagaland joins rest of the country to mark Swachh Bharat Divas 2024. Wales to be a country partner for 25th edition of Hornbill Festival. And Tourism Department holds coordination meet with tribal bodies in preparation for Hornbill Festival. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged everyone to take a pledge to make cleanliness an integral part of their lives, stating that the commitment to Swachhata is a lifelong vow and not a one-time promise. Addressing the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 program to mark 10 years of Swachh Bharat mission in New Delhi, Mr. Modi emphasized that continuous efforts are essential for achieving a clean India.
हम जहां भी रहेंगे चाहे वो घर हो मोहल्ला हो या हमारा वर्क प्लेस हो हम गंदगी न करेंगे न गंदगी होने देंगे और स्वच्छता ये हम हमारा सहज स्वभाव बना करके रहेंगे जिस प्रकार हम अपने पूजा स्थल को साफ सुथरा रखते हैं वही भाव हमें अपने आसपास के वातावरण के लिए जगाना है विकसित भारत की यात्रा में हमारा हर प्रयास स्वच्छता से संपन्नता के मंत्र को मजबूत करेगा और इसलिए आइए एक नए उमंग नए विश्वास के साथ पूज्य बापू को सच्ची श्रद्धांजलि का एक काम लेकर के चल पड़े
The Prime Minister said in just 15 days of Seva Pakhwara, over than 27 lakh events were organized in the country, in which more than 28 crore people participated. He expressed that this day inspires us to fulfill the dream of India envisioned by Mahatma Gandhi and other great personalities of the country. Mr. Modi appreciated the contributions of all countrymen, cleanliness workers, religious leaders, athletes, celebrities, NGOs and media personnel in the success of the Swachh Bharat mission. Mr. Modi highlighted that cleanliness projects worth 10,000 crore rupees have been inaugurated today. Joining the rest of the country, Nagaland celebrated the Swachh Bharat Divas 2024 across the districts today. A state-level program jointly organized by the Swachh Bharat Mission Urban, Urban Development Department, Swachh Bharat Rural PHED and Kohima Municipal Council was held in Kohima. Speaking at the event, Minister for PHED and Corporation Jacob Jimomi called upon the people of the state to embrace cleanliness as one's own business, lifestyle and culture.
Edition, Silver Jubilee, we like to take tourists as our honored guests. So, on that manner, we have to make our best efforts to make our place comfortable, enjoyable. And in this regard, we have started with a master plan for Kisama Naga Heritage Village renovation and revamping of all the structures and many other areas. And in the next coming years, from next year onwards, Kisama Village will be open 24/7. So, tribal halls and morals will be very much instrumental in making it a success. We are expecting that we will complete our works by 15 November. And since because of the weather, we are not very sure about some uncertainties of these delays. Maybe by 28 November, we will be able to complete.
On the occasion, awards were given to Swachhata Champion, Best Swachhagrahi, Best Performing Focus District, Best Performing District, Best Enhanced CTU, Black Spots, among others. Earlier, Mr. Jimomi, along with advisors Setrongyu Sengtam, A. Pangjung Jamir and Kropol Vichu, took part in Swachhata activities to mark the event. On Gandhi Jayanti today, Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has recalled the timeless values of righteousness, non-violence and peace. In a social media post, Mr. Ryo urged everyone to honour Mahatma Gandhi's legacy by striving for justice, unity and compassion. The Chief Minister said, Bapu's teachings continue to inspire change across the world. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland government has signed Wales as one of the country partners for the upcoming 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival. Chief Minister Nipiu Ryu, who is on an official visit to Wales, announced the signing of the agreement with representatives of the Welsh Government, the British Council and Wales Arts International in Cardiff today. Mr. Ryu said the partnership will mark the grand conclusion of the year-long Wales and India 2024 celebration. He expressed hope that the partnership will strengthen bilateral ties, enhance people-to-people contact and open opportunities for the youth. During the visit, Mr. Ryu is being accompanied by a delegation comprising Advisor Industries and Commerce Hekani Jakhalu, Advisor to the Chief Minister Abu Metha, Commissioner and Secretary to Chief Minister Kesona Yome and Press Relations Officer to Chief Minister Rusamtong Longkumar. The team also visited the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama and the School of Sport and Health Sciences at the Cardiff Metropolitan University, where they discussed avenues for students from Nagaland to embark on courses at these universities as well as for artists to perform in Wales. Meanwhile, Director India British Council Miss Alison Barrett conveyed delight at the partnership and the opportunity to exchange ideas and inspirations. In preparation for the upcoming 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival, the Department of Tourism today held a coordination meeting with representatives of various tribal bodies in the state. Addressing the meeting, Commissioner and Secretary of Tourism, Dr. G. Hukuga Sema, emphasized the historical significance of the 25th edition and urged citizens to take pride in their milestone.
Edition Silver Jubilee, we like to take tourists as our honored guests. So on that manner, we have to make our best efforts to make our place comfortable, enjoyable. And in this regard, we have started with a master plan for Kisama Naga Heritage Village renovation and revamping of all the structures and many other areas. And in the next coming years, from next year onwards, Kisama Village will be open 24/7. So tribal halls and murals will be very much instrumental in making it a success. We are expecting that we will complete our works by 15 November. And since because of the weather, we are not very sure about some uncertainties of these delays. Maybe by 28 November, we will be able to complete.
As part of the preparations, a mass social work will be conducted in the last week of October along the Dimapur-Kisama route, followed by another in mid-November. In line with sustainability goals, Dr. Sema called for the festival to be plastic-free and encouraged the use of eco-friendly products. He also stressed the importance of preserving the authenticity of the tribal morungs, urging hohos to display traditional artifacts and serve indigenous food and beverages. Dr. Sema also emphasized the importance of biosegregation, bio-waste management and food safety during the festival. Representatives from Chakasang, Rengma, Pom, Ao, Angami, Kachari, Kuki, Lotha, Sumi, Kemnyungan, Sangtam, Chang, Ziliang, Puchuri, Tikir, Eastern Sumi, Konyak and Yimkyung tribes attended the meeting. Konyak Union will appeal again to the Supreme Court of India regarding the recent decision to quash the Oting massacre case. Union President Thing Thok Konyak said this on the sidelines of a program today.
Incident lagato amakhando to supreme court debi amakhando le appeal koribo ting village council victim family kan aro amar ku sob tu de to enb logote ekel logote chalo prosongi amar ekta statement holeche etu bi amar honorable cm logote bi dise amakhan bi to contemporary kene to dise to press statement bi dise contemporary ase aro amakhando le to aro he process korba lage government of nagala logote bi koi ase etu bi nugai hobole ase.
Expressing shock at the top court's judgment through a press statement on 25th September, the union also urged the state government to file a fresh appeal with the Supreme Court for prosecution of the involved personnel and called upon the Home Affairs Ministry to grant prosecution sanction without delay. The union noted that sufficient evidences, as documented in the SIT report, have been made available to substantiate the wrongful killings. Further, the union reiterated its demand for immediate withdrawal of AFSPA. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges people to pledge to make cleanliness as an integral part of their lives. Nagaland joins rest of the country to mark Swachh Bharat Divas 2024. Wales to be a country partner for 25th edition of Hornbill Festival. and Tourism Department holds coordination meet with tribal bodies in preparation for Hornbill Festival. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.